Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. The Golden Lion is an award given to the best national pavilion at the Venice Architecture Biennale. And this year's winner of the prestigious prize, announced earlier this week, is the United Arab Emirates. Its pavilion, titled Wetland, was curated by Wael Al-Awar and Kenichi Teramoto of Dubai-based design studio YY. Its focus? The development of an environmentally friendly cement made from brine that has the potential to be recreated en masse using waste from desalination plants. We caught up with Wael earlier this year, prior to the Biennale's opening, to discuss the role of the architect, the cement's development, and the UAE's pavilion at the event.
You know, I can only speak for myself, but as a practicing architect, I feel a huge responsibility on how architecture and the construction industry impacts the climate. We need to understand and know the materials we use and their ecological impact. In vernacular architecture in the past, the builder or the architect, they really had to know the material and understand it in order to build. These materials came in different forms with different even performances, such as stone, wood, bamboo, etc. And each one also had a particular shape. So the craftsman really was connected with the building block in order to build. Then, in my opinion, the modern architect became dissociated from the material itself because these materials became synthesized in labs, such as concrete or steel. Then one could design a house that could be built anywhere in the world without his or her physical presence. So the architect's role started to change also within the construction and in the building industry. And I believe in that process, you know, architecture lost a lot of its identity and the culture and became very much standardized. Unfortunately, you know, one of the key materials in modern architecture is concrete. Concrete is one of the most ecologically harmful materials. It is responsible for 8% of global CO2 emission and is the second most consumed material after water. And, you know, we have to become responsible. We have to be proactive in looking for solutions and questioning ourselves. As I started off by saying, I am a practicing architect. I do build with cement. Today, that's the material I have there. But that doesn't stop me from trying to find alternatives and trying to find solutions to the problem. At the same time, for the Biennale, there is a theme and a question that is set by Hashim Sarkis. And the question is, how will we live together? We saw this as an opportunity to explore the relationship between humans and nature. We went out, started again looking at nature, looking at the ground, and seeing, okay, what else could there work as a binder that has no ecological negative impact or any harm to the environment? And this is where we were fascinated by the sabkhas of the UAE, the salt flats of the UAE. And the salt flats of the UAE, they constitute 5% of the local geography. So actually, they're huge plains within the landscape of the UAE. And we were specifically fascinated by the crystal crust, the top layer that has incredible strength. And these layers are built over hundreds and hundreds of years, if not even thousands of years. So we wanted to investigate the minerals in those crusts to see what mineral in there is giving them this strength and this insolubility, trying to see if that could replace the lime in Portland cement and make it an eco-friendly material. We understood that in sabkhas, MgO is what is giving this crystal crust layer its strength, its insolubility. So we know that the material that we need to use in order to create this eco-friendly cement is MgO. So where do we source it from? And we know that the UAE is the third largest desalinator on the planet. And they desalinate the equivalent of 4,800 Olympic-sized swimming pools daily. So you can imagine the scale of the reject brine that's available as a byproduct material today. For the Venice Biennale, you know, we chose to build a prototype that is the antithesis of modern architecture. And the reason we chose that is that we wanted to question the role of the architect and the building process itself, not only the material. So we partnered up with two laboratories also based in Tokyo University, and that is the Jun Sato Lab and Obuchi-san Lab. What we're building in Venice is a structure that is built from 3,000 modules that are cast into soil molds. And the shapes of the modules are inspired from the vernacular architecture of the UAE, which was built using corals. So the forms of these are inspired from corals. And all these forms are drawn by hand into the soil, again, connecting the builder or the craftsman and the architect to the building itself. A new vernacular type rather than, you know, the actual vernacular is finding the material, but today we cannot propose going back to vernacular. We are looking at going from 7.9 billion to 9.9 billion. We'll eat the whole planet alive. So we're trying to say, why don't we look at maybe byproducts of our industries as our new vernacular, and also re-questioning the process itself in order to bring back identity and culture into architecture. And how do we do that? Because unfortunately, I feel a lot of modern architecture has completely lost identity and culture integration into it. Of course, this is a very broad and general statement, but at the end of the day, there is some truth to it.
My thanks to Wael Al-Awar there. He was speaking to Monocle's Nick Manise. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.